Welcome to the Pain to Purpose podcast, where we turn pain into purpose and help you level up spiritually, mentally, and physically. I'm your host, Rebecca McKenzie, a millennial Christian, content creator, mum, and recently qualified and registered barrister with a master's in law. At Pain to Purpose, we believe every struggle has meaning through faith, community, and practical support. We guide you from suffering to healing, helping you fulfill your God-given potential. Join me and inspiring guests each week as we explore how to transform pain into a purposeful, fulfilling life. Welcome back, guys. This is episode 11, but it has been probably nearly 2 years now since I last uploaded a podcast and I am so sorry, guys, because I really needed to pause. Like, I needed to pause at that moment. I remember when I was recording these episodes and I just felt heavy on my heart that I just needed to pause because I didn't have an answer for the next episode. I mean, I had them written out. I knew what God wanted me to speak on, but I didn't have the answer to the episode. And this episode is called, Is God Really the Answer? And I realized I didn't truly know and understand myself. Was God really the answer? Is He really the answer? Because on this podcast, obviously, we talk about turning your pain to purpose, shifting the pain to purpose, allowing God to shift that pain to purpose. We've spoken about mental health battles. We've spoken about healing that we never knew we needed, cycles of abuse. You know, does God really care? Dealing with past traumas. And we've had guests on this podcast and it has been absolutely amazing. It has been phenomenal hearing the different perspectives, opinions, upbringings of different individuals. And it has been honestly so insightful. But we want to move on to now. We've spoken about, you know, the healing that we need, the mental health, the depression, the anxiety, and things we've battled with. But the thing is, here on this podcast, we don't want to stay here. We don't want to stay here in life, because if we just stay and mellow in our pain, then we're never going to move forward in life. We're not going to grow in God. We're not going to grow in our environment. We're not going to grow and become the person that God intended for us to be. So how do we do that? Well, we need to truly be able to take the time to understand our pain. We need to take the time to, you know, deal with it, to recognize it, to allow God to heal us inside and out, allowing God to dig deep into our hearts, allowing God to dig deep into our past, dig deep into our past. Because you know what? I have been a person where I have literally, you know, at times just moved forward in life, left my pain in the past, thinking that was the right thing to do. And actually it isn't, because now, you know, these years where I've been having to go through healing I never knew I needed, a lot of it has been digging up the past. A lot of it has been digging up, you know, the trauma that I've sustained, things that are, you know, the abuse that I sustained. So actually, it's so important to allow God to deal with that. It's so important to allow God to, you know, to be patient with God and be patient with yourself to work through that. And as we're working through that, as we're navigating through that, you know, truly understanding, is God the answer? Truly understanding, why do we need God in all of this? Why do we need Him? We need Him because we know, first of all, that He cares about us and He loves us so much and He wants the very best for us. And He wants us to be healed. He wants us to be whole. And He wants us to walk in and blossom in the person that He created us to be. He wants us to be blessed, to walk in blessings, favor, you know, confidence, strength. He doesn't want us to walk around with anxiety and worry and fear and carrying all these burdens on ourselves. You know, 2 Corinthians 12:9-10 says, but He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And in this verse, Paul is explaining that God's strength is evident in our weaknesses. Our struggles can reveal God's power and grace in our lives, turning our pain into a testimony of his strength. Because at the end of the day, I personally cannot do it without God. Like, I can just straight up say that right now. I have lived the life in the world. I have tried to deal with it myself. I've tried to overcome the trauma, the anxiety, the fears myself, and it just doesn't work. Like, I truly need God, and he is there for us. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." And this verse also here reminds us that God has the power to turn every situation, even painful ones, into something good for those who trust him. So is God really the answer? For me, that is a yes. And I would say for you, that is yes too, but only you can obviously truly answer that. Is he truly the answer in turning your pain into purpose? I have seen the evidence of in my life where God has turned pain into purpose. I have seen the evidence in other people's lives where God has turned pain into purpose. And if you really think about it, like, when we try and search for that healing, that longing in our hearts, in other people, in other things, we still feel empty. We still feel broken. Maybe we still have certain triggers. You know, maybe you might get into a new relationship and you think you're healed, you think you're fine, you think you're good. And then one day something they say or do triggers something that you went through in the past. Now it's triggered emotions, and it's reminded you of what happened in the past. And you know, that shows that you're not truly set free. You're not truly delivered. You're not truly healed. And for me, God can only truly do that. God can only truly heal us. You know, Psalm 35 says, "For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning." And we can put our faith in God, knowing that, you know, our pain and sorrow are temporary. And God brings joy and purpose after periods of hardships. Is God truly the answer? He is truly the answer, because only he can turn our pain to purpose. Only he can turn, you know, our years where we feel like we've wasted, where we feel like, you know, maybe you've made so many mistakes. Maybe, you know, you've sinned, you've been broken, and you feel like there is no hope. You feel like there's no change. You feel like there's no turning this around. May I humbly remind you that God can turn this around. May I humbly remind you that he is the answer to all, because he loves and he cares about you so, so much. So is he truly the answer? I would say yes, he is the answer. Genesis 50:20 says, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." And this was Joseph speaking here. Joseph's words were to his brother. And this just shows that what others mean for harm, God can turn it for good. So our painful experiences can be a part of God's plan to bless and help others. God can turn your pain to purpose. God can turn what others meant to harm you for good. God can turn what the enemy meant for harm, meant for bad. He can turn it for good. He can turn it around. He loves you and he cares about you. And I truly, truly, when I took that pause, you know, on this podcast and these episodes, and I truly just had to go through more healing myself. And I'm still going through healing. I'm still, you know, there's new things that God is revealing and showing me that's still deep in my heart that he's scooping out. But what he has shown me is that he is the answer. And I had to experience that myself. I had to endure the hardships, the down, the highs, the lows. And I had to see, you know, is he the answer in my life? And he is. And I've strayed back into the world a little bit at times. I wouldn't want to say, really in the world, but, you know, I've kind of put my foot in the world a little bit. I've, you know, fallen short a little bit. And, you know, the Bible says the righteous man falls seven times, but he gets back up. And that is one thing that God has constantly given me the strength to do is get back up. And only He can do that. I'm telling you that now. But I say that to say that my foot in the world, I've tasted what it was like to try and even do it myself again, thinking, oh, maybe God can't help me. Maybe God isn't the answer. You know, especially when you feel like He's being silent. And I know you know what I mean. When you feel like He's being quiet. You feel like you can't hear Him. You feel like He's not coming through for you in your circumstances. But listen, the Bible encourages us and pushes us to lean on Him. Because He is at Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, for a good and hopeful future. God has great plans for us. God can turn your mourning to joy. He can turn your sorrow to joy. He can turn your pain to purpose because He cares about you. He is the answer. And like I said, again, for me, it was so evident in my life. It was so evident, you know, when I've tried to put a foot back in the world, I've tried to come back to God, and I've realized, no, God, I really need you. Like, I can't live without you. I can't walk this walk without you. And in fact, when I've fallen back a bit, sometimes I've fallen more back into that depression again, that anxiety again, that worry again. When I'm not spending enough time with God, you know, you can lean more into your flesh, step more into your flesh. And I'm realizing, hold on, I'm feeling a little depressed. You know what? I just recorded a video as well on my TikTok. And if you haven't already checked my TikTok out, go and check it out now. It's pain to purpose _, or you can just type my name, Rebecca McKenzie. And there was a TikTok video that I recorded. Well, I was talking about this and I said, you know, God can, only God can turn things around for us. Only God can heal us. Only God is the restorer. Only God can move us forward. And only God can turn our pain to purpose. You know, using our struggles, God uses our struggles to bring growth, to comfort others. And it's all for His glory. Honestly, like, it's not for us. You know, as you know, the scripture says, in our weakness, Paul says, I will boast in my weaknesses so Christ can be glorified. Because in Him, I am strong. Without Him, I am nothing. And I have felt that. I have experienced that. So may I humbly encourage you to lean on God. May I humbly encourage you to, you know, allow God to turn your pain into purpose. Allow God to turn your sorrow into joy, because He is the answer. And obviously, again, only you can truly answer that for your life. But I'm encouraging you, based on my experience, based on what I've been through, based on what I've seen God do in other people's lives and my own, God is the answer. Turning your pain into purpose. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to our first episode back, episode 11. But we are going to be here every Monday with a new episode, and we are back. We are back, pain to purpose community. We remember, we are here to help you level up spiritually, mentally, and physically. And if you haven't already checked our TikTok out, Instagram, and even our website, you will find where we have created digital content, even resistant bands. Now we are stepping into the fitness world. Listen, we are leveling up physically, okay? We are leveling up, taking care of our bodies, taking care of what God puts, what we put inside our bodies, should I say, because the Bible says that our bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit, and we should take care of it, and we should look after it. We need, you know, all about fitness, you know, all about, you know, working on our strength, working on being fit, healthy, working on our cardiovascular. Listen, we want a healthy heart, healthy bodies, and we want to look good too. Come on, somebody. We want to look good, we want to feel good, and we want to walk in confidence, and our confidence comes from Christ Jesus.